T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Each week, we get to talk to a 49er player from inside the locker room. It's brought to you by Stevens Creek Toyota in San Jose. Now available, the all-new fuel cell vehicle, the Toyota Mirai. This week, we get to talk with 49er linebacker Aaron Lynch, who really is one of the best players on the team. Aaron, it's a pleasure to have you on. Thanks very much for joining me. Damon Bruce, how you doing, man?
I'm good. How you doing? Thank you for having me.
Yeah, no, thanks for coming on. Really appreciate it. I know it's been an incredibly frustrating season, so we just got to open up with how are your teammates doing? How are you doing? How's your locker room?
Everybody's doing good. I mean, I can't really talk for a lot of people individually, but as far as what I see is that nobody is off track of what the mindset is. You know what I mean? I mean, yeah, we're 1-12. It is what it is, but I mean, as far as how the, you know, the spirits are, everybody's still in high spirits. I mean, you know, nobody likes losing. Nobody definitely wants to be anything where we are. But as far as how the locker room is, everybody's still close together and, you know, happy.
How important is it for you, some of the other guys who have been around the block now in the NFL, to keep younger guys focused and not kind of get their daubers down because it's been such a rough initiation?
Yeah, I mean, like, we tell them, like, you're going to be a part of something that isn't perfect every time. You know, you're not always going to be an undefeated team, or you're never going to be on a team that every time that, you know, wins all the games. You're going to have ups and downs in your career. I mean, I know it's my third year. My first year we went 8-8. You know, last year we had a losing record, and then this year, you know, you already know what it is. So, I mean, we just tell them, you know, keep going, keep setting your goals, keep trying to strive for your goals, because – like, I mean, you have no control over, as an individual, you have no control over how the season goes, how the record goes. It's a team game. So as far as, you know, how we keep the guys, we just tell them to keep going, keep pushing. Don't really look at the record. Just keep playing for, you know, the team and keep doing what you got to do.
You've had a nagging ankle injury. It's kind of been hanging out with you all season. How you feeling, and how much has it held you back?
I've been out a couple of games, you know, I've won more than a couple of games, but as far as, you know, the pain's still there, you know, high ankle injuries. I never in my life thought that an ankle injury would have kept me out, because I've had ankle injuries before, but I never had a high ankle and I didn't know how severe they really were. But as far as how the process is going, I mean, I feel a lot better than I did last week. You know, I still got to get treatment every day because there's still a little bit of nag, but as far as how everything's going, it feels good. I mean, it kind of sucks to be hurt, you know, even with the record, how it's going. It, you know, it really sucks because you just want to go out there and play football and have fun. But, I mean, it's a work in progress.
I would imagine, Aaron, that at some point in time, the only joy you get out of the year is by going out and to hit somebody. And so when you can't even do that, it gets really tough.
Right. Yeah, it definitely does.
We've got Aaron Lynch from the 49ers here on 95.7 The Game. Tell me a little bit about what has gone wrong defensively. There have been a lot of games that have left people scratching their heads. Have you guys been put in the wrong scheme, or are you putting it on yourselves with the technique? Where has the biggest defensive disappointment hit you?
I feel like it's definitely the technique, because I think the scheme, as you can see, is when we run the scheme the way it's supposed to be run, like, we're unstoppable. But it always comes down to technique. You know, when you're tired and you're down, like, you got to go to technique because, you know, you're going to be tired during a game or things aren't going to go your way. So you always got to rely on technique. So, I mean, you know, we've missed tackles. We've been out of our assignment, you know, more than a few times. So that's really what's been hurting us. We've been really hurting ourselves. The scheme, I feel like it's a great scheme. I mean, Jim O'Neill lets us go. You know, he doesn't hold us back. He lets us go. And so it really just comes down to the technique and, you know, just doing everything the right way.
Another guy who's been jumping out, certainly playing more now than ever before in his rookie season, is DeForest Buckner. What do you see when you look at that young man?
Man, I see a freak of nature. I mean, I thought I was big for my position, but he's a massive. I mean, he, you know, he can play. I mean, the kid's a baller. You know, he's young, like everybody their rookie year. You know, not everybody's going to be a straight-out pro bowler. But, I mean, in the future, next year, the years after that, I feel like he's definitely on the right track to become one of the best players, one of the best D linemen in 49ers history and in the NFL. I mean, he's a great player. He's a great person to be around. He's always in high spirits. I don't think I've ever seen him really mad as far as, like, when he wants to go after somebody. He's just awesome all-around person and player.
I know you're focused on the task at hand, and you don't start looking at next year until this year is over. But I think next year you're going to have even more responsibility than this year. You're clearly one of the best players on the team. You're definitely the best pass rusher on the team. And I think that you need to grow into a leadership role, whether you're asked to by a coach or a front office member or not. Great players have to lead. You got to lead by how you play. Are you already thinking ahead to how different your role might be as a leader next year?
I don't think I've thought ahead of that far, just because, like everybody knows, you don't know how the NFL is. You know, you never know what's going to happen. But I know that this year I wanted to really take on that role. But obviously, you know, I got into a little trouble in the beginning of the season, and I've been out all these weeks because of an ankle injury. I really want to be a leader on this team. You know, and the way you do that is just by, you know, you got to do everything the right way. And by the looks of things, I haven't done everything the right way just for the fact that, like, you know, I got myself suspended for the first few games of the year. So, you know, that's hard. But to answer your question as far as next year, I want to get through this season and get through it well, healthy. I want to win some games. But I'm definitely going to try my best to take on that leadership role. I just want to come out here and do – I just want to play – I'm doing it. And, you know, that's really – being taken on a leadership role is all about how the guys respect you, and they got to give you that leadership role. You know, you just don't say, I'm going to be a leader, and there it is. You know, you got to earn it, and that's definitely one of the things that I've started already trying to build now and then to lead into next year.
Aaron Lynch of the 49ers here on the Damon Bruce Show. You know, you very candidly opened up the door to it. How important is it not to beat yourself up too much as you're sitting there suspended? I'm sure you're very upset with what happened, what you did to invite it to happen, but you can't sit around and beat yourself up. I mean, do you have to kind of like forgive yourself, or do you need your team to come up and forgive you? How does that work mentally?
It sucked like hell, you know, to sit at home, sit in my recliner and watch games on TV. That's probably hurts the most, because you just want to be out there with your boys, your best friends out there playing football, you know, doing the thing you love to do the most. But, I mean, you know, I've forgiven myself for what I've done already. I can't let that hold me back, because, you know, in life you always can have up and downs. And I feel like God has always – he's always going to put an obstacle in your way, no matter how at the top you are or how low you are in your life. So, I mean, that's just another obstacle I had to take on. And yeah, I did it to myself, but I mean, that's the past. You know what I'm saying? I don't even think really much about it anymore.
When it comes to the future, do you think Chip Kelly returns next year as your head coach?
Oh yeah, I think for sure. I mean, you know how the NFL works the way it works. You know, I have no say on who's going to stay or who's not going
to
stay.
If it were up to you, would you bring him back?
Yeah, I would, for sure. I mean, I love Coach Chip. He's a great person. He's a great guy. I think he does great things. Like I said, these games, we have beaten ourselves out of these games. I don't think it has anything to do with the coaches, really. You know, we'd be beating guys in the beginning of the game, and then, you know, we kind of get out of our technique in the end of the game, and we kind of – I don't think anybody gives up. But as far as we give the game away, because, you know, we just shoot ourselves in the foot. So I think Chip will still be here. I wanted to be here. I know a lot more guys feel the same way, because Chip is a good guy. He does great things for us. So I believe he'll be here.
as we look for bright spots in what's been a really long year for you guys, it was easy to see Carlos Hyde jump out of that Jets game. He was a beast all afternoon long. I'm sure he was upset that it came out on the wrong side of the win-loss column, but he had without a doubt, that's the best game of his career so far. What do you see in Carlos Hyde that makes him different than the average running back?
I mean, you got to think, Carlos Hyde, he has it all. You know, he's got, for his size, he's got speed that a lot of guys his size don't have. He can break the long runs. He definitely can break the tackles. I mean, we've seen it numerous times this year when he's played. He's ran right through guys. Carlos Hyde, he's going to be one of those other players, you know. Like, it's only his third year. You know, he's been having to fight injuries throughout our whole year together, all our years together. I think with him just being healthy, and he's healthy now, I think him just being healthy, he's going to be one of the best running backs in the league because, I mean, he's shown it. Guys that do what he does, they don't stay at the bottom, they don't stay at the middle, they stay at the top. So he's definitely one of those guys that'll be one of the greats.
When the holidays hit, what do you got coming up for you underneath the tree? What are you going to put under somebody's tree? Let's talk presents. Let's talk shopping for Christmas.
Yeah, I don't want to say too much, but, you know, I got the newborn, so it's kind of hard to buy for a baby, but yeah, I'm buying a lot of toys this year. I got a stepson, he's 9, and, you know, I'm just trying to get them all the toys in the world so that when Christmas is over, daddy don't got to go out and buy all the toys again.
Nice.
So I'm just stockpiling everything. You know, making sure my family has everything they need, and me and my fiance are going and doing other things outside of our family. So that's some good stuff.
Very nice. Your fiance a couple of weeks ago, about a month ago, I just got married. Are you doing the wedding planning right now?
Yeah, we don't know if we're gonna actually have a big wedding. We're gonna have a big ceremony, but as far as paying for a wedding, we don't think we need to pay $20,000, $30,000 for a huge wedding. You know what I mean? So I think we're going to, you know, just get, you know, have our pastor marry us, but then we're going to have like a really big party for the whole family, all the families to get together.
That's what you do.
Like a big old reception.
Yeah. You know, the best thing you can do is throw a party, and then in the middle of the party, you kind of turn around and you get married, and then you trim all the fat out of the wedding that slows down the party.
I got you. Yeah, you're right.
There you go. I'll give you a good wedding chalk talk. Like, I'm prepared. I'm ready to go. I've been through it. Aaron Lynch of the 49ers. We've been asking every one of your teammates every week we talk to them, what is the last thing, either on Netflix, HBO, wherever you watch, whatever you watch, what is the last thing you power watched? Which series did you plow through?
Oh, The Walking Dead and The Vikings, for sure. Those are my two shows.
Okay, so everybody knows about The Walking Dead, and I liked it too. You're the first person to talk about the Vikings. What's good about the Vikings?
Oh, you don't know the Vikings? You know, the Vikings, you know, back in the darn, those times where they had guys coming off ships, you know.
Oh, yeah, no, I know what a Viking is, but I'm saying I haven't seen the show. It's a really good show?
Oh, yeah, it's an awesome show. I mean, I think it's something you'd definitely be into, you know. It's all about a king and how he comes from being not the king to taking over throne, to having all this power, to finally not having the power. His sons kind of have power. His ex-wife kind of has power. He's trying to get power back. And that's where we're at right now, where he's just trying to get his power back. I mean, it's pretty badass. I can't lie to you.
Nice. I'm in. I love it. It sounds like a little Game of Thrones to it, too. I like it. I'm gonna check it out.
History Channel, for sure.
I will check it out. Aaron, thanks an awful lot, man. It was good to talk to you. I know it's been a really, really frustrating year. I hope you guys get through it the rest of the way healthy, and the best of you back next year for another go at it. But, Aaron, thanks very much, and happy holidays.
Thanks, brother. Happy holidays to you too and your family. God bless.
Thank you very much. Aaron Lynch of the 49ers.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.